Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, where we desire to help you know God and discover your purpose. Whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out while you tune in with us today, thanks. We hope these next 5 minutes help you feel encouraged and inspired for your day.
Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen. I want to thank you for joining me on another weekday podcast. The other day, I shared with you about grief, Mary and Martha and Lazarus and John chapter 11. Today, I want to go back to John chapter 11 and recognize that we human beings, we are amazingly resilient. There are folks that remain remarkably positive in the face of all sorts of adversity. I mean, not always, but often they are. People talk about beating their cancer, or people look forward to bouncing back from their setbacks, or we'll get through this, we'll tell one another, and no one beats death, and no one bounces back from the grave. Bereavement can't be fixed, though. I mean, there's something within us that's built to grieve. Martha, though, she retains this remarkable degree of faith in the face of death. She's confident that even with her brother dead, if Jesus had arrived in time, then he could have healed her brother Lazarus. And she remains full of faith even after his death. Even now, she says in verse 22, God will do whatever you ask, she says. I'm not sure she's grasped yet that she's talking to God. Her subsequent responses suggest that she's not expecting Lazarus to be restored. She's probably just affirming that despite all that's happened, she still trusts Jesus. And what does Jesus say? Well, your brother's going to rise again. I mean, that's a little, you know, ambiguous, but we know the story, so I guess it's fair to say that. We sense Jesus is talking about an imminent miracle, but Martha takes it not unreasonably as a reference to resurrection. She takes it as a spiritual platitude. Jesus, she thinks, is telling her what we might tell some bereaved relative of a follower of Jesus. They're with the Lord now, or you'll meet again in heaven, or all those things are true enough, but those sentiments can sound trite in the middle of loss. And Martha responds with this tremendous statement of faith. I know he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. In other words, I know he'll be in heaven. But Jesus takes her beyond that point. He gives substance to the platitude she was on. He moves from there is a resurrection to I am the resurrection. He makes it super personal. Jesus gives the basis for belief in the resurrection right there in front of them. He has life in himself. The very story of Lazarus is an explanation and a demonstration of the words he gives in verses 24 and 26. He says, I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be judged, but has crossed over from death to life. Not that they will, but they have. Very truly, he says, a time is coming and has now come when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. Wow. Maybe today you're carrying a grief that can't be fixed. Maybe you're struggling. Perhaps your faith feels like it's broken and out of sorts, but maybe you've had your fill of well-meaning yet empty Christianly sentiments. I mean, oh my gosh, we mean well. We just don't know what to say. And Jesus, though, there he is, ready to meet you, not a platitude, but a person. A person with the power to cross from death to life. Today, lean into Jesus. Let him breathe life into your soul. For he is very life itself. Let him breathe fresh life into you. Heavenly Father, for my friends that are listening today, breathe fresh resurrection life into their soul today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. Our prayer is that the encouragement you just heard would help you live more like Jesus today. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:15 and 11, and we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Thanks again for joining us today. As always, if today's message encouraged you, share it with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.